Fred McBob is walking down the corridor when suddenly the bullies come out of the next hallway and pick him up, and he says,
"Stop it!"
But they put him in the trophy case nearby and lock the door and walk away laughing. Fred McBob realizes what just happened and starts yelling.
Help! 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 Anybody!
He sees the janitor walking down the corridor and motions to him. The janitor sees him and unlocks the door, then starts walking away.
Thank you, janitor!
Fred McBob follows the janitor because he thinks something is up. The janitor is groaning for some odd reason. The janitor is walking onto the school field. Fred McBob is so busy looking around that he doesn't realize the janitor stops and bumps into the janitor.
He falls into a hole.
Everywhere he looks, there are aliens in chemical cages. Red and green lights turn on, and the aliens speak a foreign language.
A ship appears, and three armed aliens appear. They bite him.
5 minutes later, he wakes up, and alien doctor starts to operate on him.
After he drank the chemicals, he turned into a shark. Fred McBob gets stuck in an aquarium in the alien ship. The aquarium has exotic animals that you wouldn't see on Earth, such as a crazy fish with 17 fins and 18 eyes, and a dragon of Commodore with 5 fins and 19 eyeballs, an animal more dangerous than Homer.
So Fred made an underwater fire because the dragon of Komodo breathed fire, and Fred had a big supply of Duraflames with him. He was so hungry that he ate all of the animals in the aquarium, except for the dragon of Komodo.
So after a few days, Batman came and saved him because Batman knows when people are in trouble. But it turned out that he was a villain dressed as Batman. And then Fat Man saved the day by smushing the aliens. Fred McBob made a torch with the Duraflame and burned the villain dressed as Batman down to the ground.
No!
Then Fred McBob and Fat Man returned to Earth, and everyone lived happily ever after with justice and peace.